I have some what I consider disturbing news to share with you, and depending upon your perspective, you may or may not agree. There are several things I would like to say in just the next moment, then we'll go to our program. As many of you know, tomorrow is my 25th anniversary on WBAI. What an appropriate wake-up call when I received a letter yesterday from Bernard White, station program director, informing me, without discussion or pre-notice, that my program was of little or no value and would be canceled as of Wednesday, tomorrow. This is not surprising, though it is disappointing. I've worked for BAI and its audience for 25 years without pay. I've raised over $8 million. I've done a lot of interesting programs, at least I believe. At the end of all this, we will not know the true motives of why this occurred. Maybe in time, they'll be exposed. The current reasons given are disingenuous. They did it to others. I'm not the first. I recall hearing from the good person on the air, who many of you have heard, Armand DeMille. Without notice, without discussion, in an industry that is supposed to pride itself on open and free exchange of ideas, especially on non-commercial radio, decisions are made in secret, unilaterally, and then imposed upon a person with no opportunity for recourse or dialoguing. I could appreciate the need for new programming. I certainly appreciate hearing new voices, voices that contribute something positive that allows not only our community, the non-commercial community, to grow and expand its influence, but also that allows the audience a greater opportunity to have more tools for social change. Based upon Pacifica being a pacifist station, these tools and these new voices should at the very least represent a collection of nonviolent, positive-minded, accountable, and professional voices. It is for you to determine for yourself if you believe that that is the case with the new programming. On the other hand, that is not, unfortunately, what we have seen. Not taken into consideration with this decision by Bernard White to cancel my show tomorrow is my audience. In the end, this is not about me completely. It is about the lack of respect for what this audience has done for this station. It is you, over the years, who pulled this station back from the brink. It is this station of all of you from your many walks of life and backgrounds, your religious beliefs, who have helped the station through its many inner turmoils. When it couldn't pay the electric and they came pleading, we gave the check. When they couldn't pay their phones, we gave the check. When they were having trouble inside the station, we were there to help. You have helped. I've helped. Together, we have helped this station. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any appreciation for you, the audience. Now, someone will say, well, so what? And indeed, for me, my life goes on, continuing to serve the public as I have for the last 37 years, and will continue to do so with the same positive ideas that we've always brought. But what about the people who feel that the information, the diversity, the quality, the accountability, the originality, and the positiveness of it does play a role in their lives? What then becomes that? I now listen to the radio, and I hear voices that are not what I believe they should be. But that is only my personal opinion. In the meantime, recent programming decisions have brought shows that have expressed the worst in racist, anti-Semitic, and blood libel. Yet Natural Living, a program, tries to heal, and it's being eviscerated. Is this a vindictive action as a result of my investigative report on Pacifica, on the crisis that I spent over 400 hours investigating? Is it because I asked Bernard White in a letter, private letter to him, to resign? Is this payback by Bernard White and his inside group of cronies? I will continue to do what I can. I will continue to do reports on Gulf War Syndrome, the opposition to the drugging of our children, the abuses within psychiatry, the rape of our environment, and trying to challenge the nuclear power and radiation industries. That's what I do best. What I do not do best is inter-station politicking. I've kept away from that. That's why I've never used my forum to expose the things that I've seen over the years. Not even in my report did I do that. But unfortunately, I must now take the time to battle with Pacifica Foundation, Bernard White, and the management at the station. Not for myself, but rather for those in the audience who are not capable of fighting for themselves. And there are many. If what you heard enrages you, if you consider it an egregious act, then you should allow yourself, possibly for some of you, for the first time to actually become involved. You've heard me say in the past that as little as 1% of the population actually engages in protests that are meaningful for them. I will be protesting, I'll be seeking volunteers, and I will also be bringing all of the issues that I've investigated and found in the past to the public's attention. And in the end, there will be a forum, and we will let you know where that forum will be, where this can all come out. It will not detract from my programming, or it will not detract from my investigations. Also, ask yourself this. How does this impact upon the largest single fundraising audience in non-commercial radio history? The largest radio audience in non-commercial history, which allowed other shows, including Armand's and others, to have an audience. I've been on commercial radio for 25 years at an enormous price, taking away my Sunday evenings, costing me $2,000 to $4,000 out of my pocket every Sunday evening. It is from that Sunday night audience that I built the core audience of BAI over 25 years. If you doubt me, I have all the Arbitrons. Go back and look. Where some shows had as little as 200 audience, but they surrounded the show, my show, with other shows which built an audience. The station has done nothing in advertising or promotion of anyone, least of all myself, but we have always been there to support it. It's less insulting to me because I expected it, and I know the insults and the hatred that's been leveled at me. All you had to do is listen to Bernard White on his morning show, and you would have heard people consistently attacking me. Robert Knight attacking me. David Rothenberg attacking me. And there were slander. And others. And these were not stopped. You have not heard anyone slandered on my program, nor will you. I will not engage in that kind of negative diatribe. It is non-constructive to what is necessary. Change is constructive, but how it's done is what's important. In the end, no matter what you hear in the future, trust one thing. And at least while I have the airway today, remember well what I'm going to tell you. You can bet your life this has nothing, I repeat, nothing to do with a programming decision. This is a petty, self-interested political decision from the studios of the currently banned and fired. In addition to this, I wish to state that I do not believe that the kind of mission that Pacifica should be in is the one that we're currently in. There is internal strife. There is grabbing for power by people wanting the local labs. And this is all being done behind the public scene. And you know the horrifying part of this? We just finished a fund drive. Money that I raise will go to pay Amy Goodman. I consider that egregious. I do not get a multi-million dollar contract, nor do over 90% of the people get anything. Look at the people who are paid for the efforts of people in this audience. Yet have you heard us complain? Have you heard us say anything? No, we've just grinned and bared it. That day is over. So I will promise you that I will not go quietly into the night as others have before I make certain issues very well pronounced. And people should think well of their decisions, because there is the larger audience's needs to consider. When your needs have been omitted, and when they will try to put any show into this place, then they should have asked, if you want to increase the audience, then take an hour that has no listeners, an hour that has been non-productive to the mission of Pacifica or BAI, and try your talent there. That's reasonable. I certainly support that. I'm the first person to say that we need new voices, constructive voices. Unfortunately, too many of the new voices we've heard have been cronies and friends of the people as payback for them supporting the current fight or the recently completed fight at Pacifica. And that's not the way good broadcasting or good public service should be done. We shouldn't tolerate it and would not tolerate it in the commercial sector. Why should we have exceptions and a different set of rules for the non-commercial sector? I will read you the letter that was sent to me by Bernard White. Dear Gary, as you know, we are involved in an ongoing process of molding and adjusting our program schedule. The focus and the beneficiary of these changes is our relationship. In my role as program director, I have the responsibility of coordinating and executing program changes as well as the task of informing the producers who will be affected by these changes. Due to the voluntary nature of listener radio, by the way, I should say that there are some people who are not voluntary who are paid very well from those of us who are not paid. But anyhow, he says, and the love that most producers have for the work they do. It is not a rare occasion that some producers, when confronted with the reality of change, view change that affects them as putative. Let me say categorically, this is not a putative action, but one that I know will strengthen and add the diversity of our lineup. And then he goes on to say that the Wednesday show will be canceled, and that's it. Then he says, I would like to sit down with you in the near future and talk about it. Well, Bernard, I do not believe you. I do not trust you. I feel it's unfortunate. You censored me on the air, something that is reprehensible. When this was done by Utrice Leet, I was outraged. And I told Utrice Leet that she had no right to go into David Rothberg's show and interfere. That goes against everything that free speech radio is about. I know this has to do with payback. I'm the guy, no one else, who stood up to the people behind the coup and the counter coup and the cabal. So I take the hit. I'll survive this hit. But will my audience? And how exactly is this show made better by replacing it? What? You're going to replace it by Lederer? Bob Lederer? Is he a nutrition expert? Well, I don't think so. I know the hatred and the animus that exists by these people towards me. They have not made it a secret. But we have not issued hatred in return, nor will we. But we will address these, and for the members of this audience who are outraged by this action, who wish to address it in a nonviolent and a constructive way, let me give you what you can do. You can do the following. You can contact several people, and you have an email, and you have a phone. First, let Bernard White know. Bernard White, his phone number at the station is 212-209-2835. 212-209-2835. More importantly, I do not believe, from my inside sources at the station, who have kept me informed, that this was just a single person's decision. I would also direct my attention to two people who I believe are fully aware. One is Leslie Kagan, the current national chair, who I debated on my show, if you remember, and caught her in several disingenuous and outright inaccurate statements. And you can reach Ms. Kagan at 212-927-8342. 212-927-8342. Also, the station manager, who I asked to speak with but did not make himself available, Don Rowhouse, 212-209-2800. 212-209-2800. And finally, Dan Coughlin, the National Executive Director. His email is danc@ige.org. danc@igc.org. Those are the people that you can address. I will be having a rally. I will have a rally next Wednesday. You can call my office. I have volunteer coordinators coming in to help on this challenge. We will fight with all the resources at my disposal, not for myself. My life, my career, my mission, my compassion, my commitment go forward, no matter what. But for the people who I know today would not have a life, would be sicker or not even alive if they didn't have information from my guests or myself. It's not about me, remember. In the end, it's about you and the lack of respect for your true needs and the value that you represent. And unfortunately, that value has been diminished or disdained. All you had to do is listen to the show and you would hear what people thought of you, my show, and you, and I think that has to be taken into account. That said, now I want to go to my program and continue doing what we do every day, quality program. without racism, without anti-Semitism, without favoritism, without cronyism, and there is no cabal in this office, but there is passion.